wonder if I could talk a little about memories now, Nelson.
Well, certainly, Edgar.
Some of my fondest memories are musical ones. The splendid singing of Nelson Eddy over the years and the wonderful accompaniment of Ray Noble. And I'm happy to say they've gotten together again for this new song, The Happy Wanderer.
I love to go a-wandering along the mountain track. And as I go, I love to sing my knapsack on my back. Fal-ra,
come join my happy song.
And they wave back to me. And blackbirds call so loud and sweet from every greenwood tree.
More wonderful than ever. But now let's get back to some of those old shows again. You know, I sure got laughs in those days, didn't I?
Yeah, Charlie sure did. But after a while, you had a competitor for the laughs. Edgar created Mortimer Snert.
Yeah.
One of Mortimer's classics was the time he and Jimmy Stewart tangled with you, Edgar, in a panel discussion on agriculture.
Tonight's discussion will concern itself with the various phases of farm problems. And our guests are two of the most prominent farmers in the country. I would like to introduce them to you right now. First, your name, please, sir.
Well, it always has been. Well, what was the query?
The query. Your name is Mortimer Snert.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And now for our other expert on this farm panel, your name, please.
Well, my name is, I know as well as I know my own name. What was the query?
Yeah. Yes, your name, sir.
Oh, yeah, Zeke Stewart.
Yeah, yes, I see. Thank you. Gentlemen, greetings and salutations.
Well, thank you. I don't mind if I do. Yeah.
I'll go along with that.
Mind if I go with you?
No, no.
Gentlemen, please. This is a forum. Now, what is your opinion on agriculture?
Well, it's my opinion that no farm should be without it.
I'll go along with that.
First, wait for me, huh?
Yeah, no. We must have some helpful information. Now, well, Mr. Snerd, what is your idea on increasing milk production?
I'm glad you asked me.
Yeah.
Increasing milk production.
Yeah.
First, you got to get a cow. You got to do that. You'll go along with me on that, won't you, Zeke?
Yeah. Should be a female cow.
Yeah. Now, this morning I milked 2 gallons of milk in 10 minutes.
I see. Well, you must have been in great form.
Yeah, sir, I was really hitting on all four.
Perhaps I'll do better if I explain parity. Parity is equality in purchasing power between different kinds of money at a given ratio.
No!
With Zeke's opinion, yes.
Look, gentlemen, in other words, if a bushel of corn costs $2 under present conditions, do you think...
Well, I'll tell you, it's like this.
I haven't asked the question.
Well, I ain't a fellow that waits until the last minute. All
right. No, time's a wasting, and that's for dang sure. I like you, Mort. You're nobody's fool.
Well, nobody's in particular, anyway. Well, that's for dang sure.
Yeah, we ought to get along fine. We understand each other.
Who do?
You and me.
Oh, them, yeah.
That's who I was talking about.
Gentlemen, if a bushel of corn... Now, get this.
I like you, Mort. Let's get together sometime, Mort.
Okay, where?
Well, we can decide that when we get there. Anyway, I hope to see you sometime, Mort.
Well, yeah, that's some other time I can see you. Yeah. If we change off like that, we won't get so sick of seeing each other.
Now, this bushel of corn,
how about coming over to my farm, Zee?
Okay, where is it?
Well, I'll tell you how to get there if you don't mind getting lost.
Oh, yeah. How far is it as the crow flies?
Oh, it's about... Well, you ain't coming by crow, are you?
Should a bushel of corn be sustained by supply and demand? That is, should the price of that bushel of corn be sustained by supply and demand or by government subsidy?
Where'd you say that place you were
going? Well, you see, Mr. Stewart, you go down the road till you come to a crossroad, and then you make a U-turn straight ahead. And...
Is that there a small U or a capital U?
Well, that's your problem, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh, gentlemen, why do you refuse to answer my questions about a bushel of corn?
Because we raise as rutabagas, I see.
Well, let's go on to the question box.
Yeah, all right, let's just go.
No. Here's the first question. How do you treat potato bugs?
With contempt.
Yeah, no. Sorry, gentlemen, but our time is up.
Well, I reckon that's as good a direction as any.
Yeah, I think. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want printed copies of this discussion, don't write us. Write your psychiatrist. You're nuts.
I'll go along with that.
Yeah, me too.
I think one of my favorite shows was the time Marilyn Monroe was a guest.
Oh, boy, I was really living there for a while.
That was quite a romance Charlie and Marilyn Monroe had. In fact, they were on the verge of getting married.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie, in a little while you will be married to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie, there comes a time in everyone's life when he must learn about certain things.
Yes. Well, what do you want to know, Bergen?
What I'm trying to tell you, Charlie, is that what I'm trying to explain to you, I don't know what you're trying to...
Charlie!
Oh, Marilyn Monroe! Oh, and you look beautiful.
I'm wearing my wedding dress.
Yeah.
Something borrowed.
Yeah, you didn't borrow enough.
So happy. I can see it now.
Yeah?
You and I by the fireplace and the kettle whistling.
Oh, who can blame it?
Charlie.
Marilyn, my dear, we were made for each other.
Kiss me, Charlie. Just to make sure.
Yes, gladly, all right. song. I think they've enlarged the orchestra.
Sally, you can't go through with this marriage. The whole country's in revolt, old boy.
Yes?
Here, look, I brought my portable radio so you could hear what's happening.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Arthur Godfrey, sponsored by practically everyone. Marilyn Monroe is marrying Charlie McCarthy. By golly, there'll be no commercials today. Only last night I was looking at a picture of Marilyn Monroe and smoking, and I didn't even have a cigarette. Now she's getting married, oh dear.
Turning my office.
I'll try this station,
yeah,
Sheriff.
Stand by now for a shortwave broadcast. Direct from England, we bring you the Honorable Winston Churchill.
This is America's darkest hour. The entire British Empire extends its sympathy. If Charles McCarthy insists upon going through with his marriage to Marilyn Monroe, I have only one thing to say. Never has anyone so little taken so much from so many.
Marilyn, why did you change your mind?
Well, she took the baseball player instead of the bat.
Why didn't she tell me she wanted an outfielder? I'd have played ball with her.
You know, Nelson, those are some wonderful highlights. But there's one show I imagine you were too modest to include because you were the guest.
Oh, you mean when he played the Northwest Mountie in the Southeast Africa? Yeah.
Oh, no, not that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we've still got the sketch. So come on, let's do it, Nelson.
The scene opens as the Mounties ride deeper and deeper into this African-type jungle.
I'm worried, Monty McCarthy. We've been riding our horses deeper and deeper into this African-type jungle. I'm afraid we're lost.
Not lost yet, Mounty Nelson. Tell me, does the sun rise in the west and set in the east?
Why, no.
Well, then I've come to one conclusion. I'm facing the wrong way on my horse.
Oh, so that's it. I thought someone had shot the horse's head off. Say, there comes Mounty Noble riding up.
Oh, they're dying like flies. They're dying like flies.
Who?
The flies, old boy.
Mounty McCarthy, we're losing men too fast. What happened to Bergen?
Oh, you mean Mounty Baldy? Crocodiles got him.
Oh, we'll never get out of here alive. I don't want to die. I'm too young to die. Too young to die.
We're nice. We'll let him get away with that. Have a courage, Mounty Nelson. Get a grip on yourself.
Well, I'm half mad with fear. How can I get a grip on myself?
Well, make it a half Nelson. We have to push on and get our man. Ooh, a snake just wrapped itself around my neck.
Is it a boa?
At a time like this, I don't think its sex is important.
I'd better give you shots to prevent the jungle diseases.
Yeah.
Roll up your sleeve.
Right, Mounty Nelson.
Malaria? Typhoid? Beriberi.
That's in case I get bitten by a tsetse.
To keep you going, I think I'll sing.
Couldn't I just have some more shots instead?
Oonga bonga wonga. Bunga, wunga, woo.
Oh, that's beautiful. Why, what is that, Mounty Nelson?
It's an old Ubangi love song. It was first sung by a chieftain locked in jail. He sang it to his Ubangi sweetheart who was waiting outside.
Well, what is it in English?
Slip me those lips under the door. One long, long kiss. I'll ask for no more. Under the door, a foot or more.
that hang to you.
Summer is such a wonderful season, but it can be positively devastating to your beauty, especially your hair. For those lovely warm sun rays that give your skin its attractive tan are the same ones that rob your hair of natural oils that keep it soft and shining and easy to manage. That's why Lanolin Plus Hard Water Shampoo is such an important part of your summer beauty routine for your hair. As the billowy suds whisk away dirt and grime, something else wonderful is happening. The abundance of Lanolin Plus is supplementing the precious oils that give your hair a silky sheen and new manageability. You see, the beneficial esters and cholesterols in Lanolin Plus are the closest duplication of nature's own kind of lubricants. So no wonder your hair suddenly takes on new life and luster, stays gloriously soft and in place from one shampoo to the next. Make Lanolin Plus Hard Water Shampoo your next shampoo. You'll find the price so small, only a dollar.
The very thought of you and I forget to
do. And now, here is Edgar Bergen.
Thank you, Nelson Eddy, for coming over and helping us wind up the season in such a memorable fashion. Charlie and I will be back next September with a brand new show. Right now, I'd like to thank everyone who's helped to make our 16 years in radio such a delightful experience for us. Our wonderful guest stars, just a few of whom you've heard tonight. Ray Noble and his great music. Our sponsors. Our writers, Norman Paul, Cy Rose, and Zeno Klinker. Our producer, Sam Pierce. Our staff, Kenny McManus, Pat Walsh, Ross Murray, Helen Drill, and of course, Jack Kirkwood and all the rest of our wonderful cast. And our announcer, Bill Baldwin. And so now, until next September, Charlie, Mortimer, and all of us wish you a very happy summer.